safe assumption that one only has to go on collecting more and more information for it to sort itself into useful ideas. We have developed tools for handling the information, mathematics for extending it, logical thinking for refining it. The conflict method for changing ideas works well where the information can be evaluated in some objective manner, but the method does not work at all when the new information can only be evaluated through the old idea. Instead of being changed, the old idea is strengthened and made ever more rigid. The most effective way of changing ideas is not from outside by conflict, but from within by the insight rearrangement of available information. Insight is the only effective way of changing ideas in a myth situation, when information cannot be evaluated objectively. Even when information can be evaluated objectively, as in science, an insight rearrangement of information leads to huge leaps forward. Education is not only concerned with collecting information, but also with the best ways of using information that has been collected. When ideas lead information rather than lag behind, progress is rapid. Yet we have developed no practical tools for handling insight. We can only go on collecting information and hope that at some stage it will come about. Lateral thinking is an insight tool. Insight, creativity, and humor are so elusive because the mind is so efficient. The mind functions to create patterns out of its surroundings. Once the patterns are formed, it becomes possible to recognize them, to react to them, to use them. As the patterns are used, they become ever more firmly established. The pattern-using system is a very efficient way of handling information. Once established, the patterns form a sort of code. The advantage of a code system is that instead of having to collect all the information, one collects just enough to identify the code pattern, which is then called forth even as library books on a particular subject are called forth by a catalog code number. It is convenient to talk of the mind as if it were some information-handling machine, perhaps like a computer. The mind is not a machine, however, but a special environment which allows information to organize itself into patterns. This self-organizing, self-maximizing memory system is very good at creating patterns, and that is the effectiveness of mind. But inseparable from the great usefulness of a patterning system are certain limitations. In such a system, it is easy to combine patterns or to add to them, but it is extremely difficult to restructure them, for the patterns control attention. Insight and humor both involve the restructuring of patterns. Creativity also involves restructuring, but with more emphasis on the escape from restricting patterns. Lateral thinking involves restructuring, escape, and the provocation of new patterns. Lateral thinking is closely related to creativity. But whereas creativity is too often only the description of a result, lateral thinking is the description of a process. One can only admire a result, but one can learn to use a process. There is about creativity a mystique of talent and intangibles. This may be justified in the art world, where creativity involves aesthetic sensibility, emotional resonance, and a gift for expression. But it is not justified outside that world. More and more, creativity is coming to be valued as the essential ingredient in change and in progress. It is coming to be valued above knowledge and above technique, since both these are becoming so accessible. In order to be able to use creativity, one must rid it of this aura of mystique and regard it as a way of using the mind, a way of handling information. This is what lateral thinking is about. Lateral thinking is concerned with the generation of new ideas. There is a curious notion that new ideas have to do with technical invention. This is a very minor aspect of the matter. New ideas are the stuff of change and progress in every field, from science to art, from politics to personal happiness. Lateral thinking is also concerned with breaking out of the concept prisons of old ideas. This leads to changes in attitude and approach, to looking in a different way at things which have always been looked at in the same way. Liberation